From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, August 7th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is in Maine this week, visiting construction sites and the Portland Marine International Terminal on Wednesday morning. Buttigieg says for a port of its size, the Portland Terminal is, quote, punching above its weight. And he touted the investments that are coming to the terminal to help it expand.
Well, there's certainly a lot of need in terms of the condition of the infrastructure. Literally, the uneven pavement that we're standing on is a reminder that we are making up for lost time as a country in investing in the quality infrastructure we need.
The Portland Terminal recently received close to $20 million in federal infrastructure funds to replace the pavement on the yard and build a new refrigerator container yard, which will have space for more than 400 additional containers. A new cold storage warehouse will open at the Portland Terminal early next year. Buttigieg also toured construction sites off I-295 in Freeport on Tuesday and will visit the site of the former baked bean factory in Portland. A pedestrian was killed on Tuesday evening when he was reportedly struck by a train in Portland. According to Portland police, 34-year-old Brett Staples died at Maine Medical Center after he was hit by a train near Morrill's Corner. No charges have been filed in the case. Anyone with information about the accident can call the Portland Police Department. Regional electricity grid operator ISO New England says it had to fire up reserve power generators last week to meet surging demand prompted by sweltering heat. Energy use in the late afternoon of August 1st was heavier than forecast. At the same time, a major power producer unexpectedly went offline. That forced ISO New England to call in resources it typically reserves for contingencies, says spokesperson Matt Cakley.
This is just really, you know, us using some of our tools that we have available to balance that supply and demand for a short period and on a given day when something unexpected happens.
Last week was the second time this summer that ISO New England had a so-called capacity deficiency amid a heat wave. There were no controlled outages or energy conservation requests during the five-hour-long event, but electricity generators that didn't meet their supply obligations will be fined under pay-for-performance rules. Residents of Wells have overwhelmingly approved a temporary moratorium on new large-scale housing developments. More than 92% of voters approved the moratorium in a special election on Tuesday. Town officials pushed for the action after receiving an application for a 165-unit subdivision, larger than any other the town had received in the past 15 years. Town leaders expressed concerns about the effects of the development on public infrastructure and services and pushed for a moratorium to give them time to study the issue and update local ordinances. The moratorium will retroactively apply to April 16, 2024, and would extend through mid-October. And the Portland Little League All-Star team will play for a spot in the Little League World Series on Thursday night in Bristol, Connecticut. The team reached the New England Championship game after beating Bridgewater, Massachusetts 7-1 on Monday. The Portland team will face Salem, New Hampshire at 7 p.m. on Thursday. One of the team's coaches is Brian Bouchard, who's also a videographer for Maine Public. He says the team's philosophy is simple.
One play at a time, one game at a time. And I think that helps kids, younger kids, focus on things a little easier.
If Portland wins on Thursday, they'll be one of five Maine teams in history to qualify for the World Series, including last year's squad from Gray, New Gloucester. And that's today's Maine news. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, we'll talk about eelgrass. We'll learn about its role in the Gulf of Maine, why it's on the decline, and what's being done to protect it. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thanks for listening.